Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, and welcome for joining us again for another edition of the Jet Set Morning Call. We're bringing the call right up. I don't know who they have on as a surprise guest this morning, but whoever it is, I know it's going to be very inspirational. And we thank you again for those of you that have been joining and tuning in that are in the business, and those that are not in the business, those of you not in the business, you're getting a special treat each morning when you listen to this call. You're getting insider information, and hopefully that might help you make a decision to come on and be part of this wonderful blessing called YTV. Let me go ahead and bring up the call. Hold on, and the call will be up in a few seconds.
Calling from, that certainly will help a lot with a lot of the background noise. Let's talk about our tools. We want to make sure and especially use the tools, especially next week when so many of us will be at the YTV convention. One of the tools you can use, of course, is our 24-hour hotline. We've got a Jet Set 24-hour hotline that's designed to help your business grow 24 hours a day. And here's the number. The number is area 512-404-1250, and you can press number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. And number 4 will help you, will teach you how to get a check on your business next week. So we definitely want to be using that and want to share that with your team next week. And also, don't forget about the Harvest, our website, www.theharvestisplenty.net. And that, of course, is our team website. And, you know, when you go there, you can click on step 3, and that will give you the full-blown presentation. So I just want to make sure you guys are aware and make sure that your team is aware of the 512 number that's always available, and also the harvestisplenty.net and step 3, because there's a presentation there, and that's always available as well. Now, you want to make sure tonight and grab a couple of friends and make sure they can listen to a business presentation tonight. That's all they got to do is listen. And all you got to do is tell them the number and what time to call. They're going to call this number, and they're going to, that's at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, there will be a great business presentation done by our directors, Carone March, and our $10,000 bonus dream bonus earner, Alton Patterson. That's going to be tonight on this line, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Grab at least 2 new friends and have them listen to the call tonight. And as I mentioned, we're all super excited about the YTV convention that is going on next week, August 6th through the 10th in St. Louis, Missouri. I will meet all of you there at the YTV convention. Boys, are going to be exciting. Now, of course, the first 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, are all about the YTV University classes, of course, taught by some of our top leaders. Wow, that's going to be a fantastic event. Make sure that you're pre-registered and you've got all your classes assigned. Help your team as well. A lot of the directors we've been having on here lately, they also have classes, as you've been able to hear. So please make sure that you're registered. Make sure that your team is pre-registered for the YTV University. Also, the Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony. Make sure and put aside Friday night. We're going to start about 9 p.m., so we're going to start a little bit late. 9 p.m. on Friday night, we're going to have a Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony. That's Friday, August 8th. We're going to do that in the YTV University classroom, number 120 to number 132. Okay, so that's a nice big room. Or rooms, plural. So all of you are invited at 9 p.m. That's next Friday. Can't believe it. Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony. And as you guys mentioned, you heard Bass Grant on the call yesterday. He's having a YTV convention after party on Saturday night. And if I guess everyone is invited. He's calling it the official YTV after party, and he's got a live band and everything, and it's right there, right across the street from where the convention is. So if you are interested in more information about that after party, let me give you that number. The number is area 314 314-363-4457. Let me give that number again. That's area 314-363-4457. And you can just tell them that you're calling about the YTV after party, and that's going to take place on Saturday, August 9th. So I don't know when we're going to eat, because there's just so much going on every single day. People have team breakout meetings after the general sessions, and then award shows. And, oh, my goodness, we're going to all be hungry, but we're going to be excited as well. So we're just getting really, really excited. But I think for now, it's time to bring on our leader. As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million. In a 12-month period. He's our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this beautiful Thursday morning with a great big smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, champions all across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, power team leaders. Good morning, $10,000 dream bonus earners. Good morning, Coach's Corner. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors and Circle of Champions. Top of the morning to each and every one of you. And all of us, Marcia, can feel your smile coming through the phone. You know, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Have you seen a YTV presentation? Could you in your house? Could you with a mouse? Could you in a box? Could you with a fox? You know, that's Dr. Seuss. And, you know, I was talking to one of our mentors, superstar director. She told me to refer to her as superstar jet set director, Mickey Rawls, and she was talking about the course that she's going to teach, ladies and gentlemen, at the YTV University. We have not mentioned that. I just want to make sure we do mention that. Our business is as simple as Dr. Seuss, ladies and gentlemen. I want to begin by asking you a few questions this morning. Have you written down your five reasons why you're doing YTV? Have you written those down? You know, they're just ideas until they're written down. Then they become goals. Have you written down your five reasons why you're doing YTV? Is it to replace a car payment? Is it to replace perhaps an income? Perhaps is it to build obscene, massive wealth? To do what with it? What would you do with your mother? What would you give to your church? Why? Is it for your retirement? Is it for your kids' college funds? Why are you doing? See, when people don't know why they're doing something, they end up stop doing it. When they don't understand why they're doing it, write down, if you would, your five reasons why. Write it. You know what they are, but you haven't written them down. Okay, that doesn't really count. You've got to write down your five reasons why you're doing YTV. Have you made your list of 200 people or more? Have you made your list? Have you? Have you learned how to use the memory jogger to think of people that you've forgotten? Have you made your list? Have you graded your list using a jet set grading scale? Have you graded your list? Have you started sorting out the people that you know and start saying, who could I call at 2 o'clock in the morning with a flat tire and they would get out of my bed and come and help me? Look at your list and see who fits in that. Have you used the grading scale? All these tools are available for you, ladies and gentlemen. All these tools are available. You've got to go through it. You've got to do it in order to teach it. You see, when you're first trying to get to your power team, you're doing these things to get there. And then once you get there, believe it or not, you just repeat the steps that help you to get there. You just do it and duplicate it, ladies and gentlemen. Step one, bringing people into the business. Step two, getting them to their power team. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that we're doing the steps that we need to do. You know, leaders, ladies and gentlemen, are readers. Have you read something lately that helps you in this business? Have you read the YTV Toolbox? Chapter 7, 8, 9, have you read that? Have you actually read or just talked about reading it? Have you done it? Have you done that? You know, I want to suggest a book that was real instrumental with to Marcia and I. It's available on Amazon.com. It costs about $6, or maybe $9. I'm not sure. I think it was on sale one time for $6. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the name of this book is Your First Year in Network Marketing. We repeat, Your First Year. Your first year in network marketing. It's by a gentleman named Mark Yarnell. Mark Yarnell. And Yarnell is spelled Y-A-R-N-E-L-L. Mark Yarnell. Ladies and gentlemen, this book helped us a lot. It's written by a $1 million a month producer. And I remember when Marcia and I were doing this business, and we were just working so hard and didn't really know exactly what we were doing, but we sure were doing it and doing it and doing it well. But let me tell you, we were just doing it. And then we read that book, and it made so much sense and had so much clarity. It's wonderful to read a book, and you can leave your home and start practicing what you read immediately. And I'll never forget how we read this one page. He said, well, this is how you do network marketing. One, you ask the big-time, big-money question. What is the big-time, big-money question? That's on theharvestisplenty.net under comfort phrases. And the one Mark Daniel talks about is asking this question. If you knew for a fact that you could retire in 2 years earning $200,000 a month, would this be something that you would want to know about? Not do, know about. If you knew for a fact that you could retire in 2 years earning $200,000 a month, would this be something you would want to know about? He calls that the big time, big money question. And ladies and gentlemen, the answer is either yes or no, either want to know about it or not. If they say yes, he says step two, give them some information. Give them some information. Step three, follow up, and then connect them with your upline. Step four, enroll them into your business. We thought, oh, wow, he makes this sound so easy. He makes this sound so easy, Marcia. Listen to this. All he says to do is ask him this question and then give him some information and then follow up and connect him with your upline. He thinks that's all you have to do to grow the business. Can you believe that? We were like, oh, man, that's too simple. And then we kept getting better and better and better and better. And then after we realized that, man, we're doing the same thing that they talked about in that book. And then the YTB Toolbox came out. They talked about the same process. Number one, pique their interest. Number two, point them to a presentation. Number three, validate the business with them. Number four, enroll them into your new business. We thought, wow, why can you make this sound so simple? Man, the better we got, the simpler it got. You know, I think we come over from corporate America. Sometimes we come from that environment, that culture of corporate America creates, and we're used to looking and analyzing and overanalyzing and trying to find every step of the how-to, what's going to happen in. This is all they say to do is pique their interest, point to a presentation, follow up and validate, and then enroll them in your business. Ladies and gentlemen, to be successful with this business, it really is that simple. Not a whole lot of selling, just a lot of telling. See, not a whole lot of selling, but a lot of telling, a lot of sharing. That's all it takes to be super successful. Every book says it. The toolbox says it. Make sure that we're keeping it simple. Make sure we're not overcomplicating it. Make sure we're not bringing all those corporate America culture over here. We're trying to figure it all out before we even do it. I'm telling you, you figure it out when you're doing it. You see, when you're doing it, you're figuring it out. You're seeing what works and what doesn't work. If you're at home, you got to be out there doing it, folks. Dig into your warm market. Meet new people. Point them. Follow up. Validate. All those things are available with the tools that are right here for you, folks, with a 24-hour hotline, with your team website, the Harvest is Plenty, not plentiful, theharvestisplenty.net. All these things are there. What not to do, we call them landmines. What to do, what things to say, we call them comfort phrases. What is the system snapshot? How's the whole recruiting system look? We have a diagram for that. Folks, we have a business plan called the Jet Set Business Plan that teaches you with 1 hour a day in 6 months how to have a tremendous residual income built and launch your business. Folks, all the tools are here. The 24-hour hotline, this morning call every single morning, the opportunity calls or team building calls that happen Sunday through Thursday, your team website, theharvestisplenty.net, and then YTB University happening 2 days of intense concentrated training. If you want training, folks, the training is here. Now it comes down to the doing. I got to pause for a second, ladies and gentlemen, and bring on my partner in success. I'm talking about everybody's hero. You know him. He's a third-level director, ladies and gentlemen. He is the only one I've ever seen that has a personal relationship with the Cape Crusader who saves lives and frees people all over this nation. He is a big-time bonus earner and a multiple President's Club ring wearer. Please help me welcome to the line, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's hero, Mr. Roland Maturis. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm just so excited, man. The buses are filled. We're filled over here in South Florida, man, and New Jersey. We're right there, man. I'm just excited, man. People are paying the price, man. Just to think, man, 112 people now have a chance to go to the convention that's paying the price, man. James, we have surprises, man. On the South Florida bus, we have directors that's going to represent, man. Edison Lorraine said, Roland, we'll ride that bus, man. How amazing is that, man? The New Jersey bus, we have Hensley. We have $10,000 bonus earners that's going to be riding that bus. Hensley and Afrida Mason, man, it's going to be awesome. And James, you remember when we took that trip to China, you know how long that trip was. I think like 18 hours, 14, 18 hours, man. You know, we were dreading that flight, man. I didn't even like to fly. But, man, I paid the price. I got on that plane, and, you know, and when we landed, I mean, the flight was just so wonderful, man. TV was there. All the rest, we just had fun. We played cards, you know. And when we landed, I'm like, man, that was nothing, man. And I said, I'll do it again. And we just had so much fun, James. I just want to give a shout-out to those who are going to ride the bus. I give a shout-out to the directors and the 10,000 bonus who are going to ride the bus. It's going to be amazing, man. How you doing? Good looking.
Roland, let me tell you something, man. I think it's beautiful what you put together, and just to have Edison and Lorraine right there. Oh, my God. For that long to be able to talk with and listen to and talk about their experiences. To have Hensley right there to be able to talk about the experience of coming from the traditional side of this business, and now he's so successful over here. The guy's an animal. Oh, my goodness, Roland, you know, I would have the secret plan on that bus. I would have brilliant compensation on that bus. Man, I would have so many tapes and so many movies. I'd do Men of Honor with Cuba Gooding Jr., Robert De Niro. What's the other one you like, Roland?
Giants.
Oh, my God, you name it, man. That experience on the way there. Ooh, Roland, can you imagine the electricity? You were talking about the way over to China. We were getting up, and the steward, the flight attendants were like, what's going on? Man, nobody was at their seat on that plane, Roland. You and people were all gathered around where you were sitting. Next thing you know, we were all gathered around where TV was sitting. Next thing you know, we were all gathered around where Ron Head is sitting. We were all gathered around where PJ. You know, it was just like, man, there was so much chemistry, so much things going on. Can you imagine how they're going to be, Roland, stepping off the bus in St. Louis, man, and they get filled up at the YKB University and what's going on at the convention, and they get back on the bus at the end, oh, everybody starts sharing their experiences of what happened. And, man, I talked to this director, and they told me this. I was doing this wrong. And everybody's like, ooh, wow. Well, guess what? Ooh, man, Roland. See, that those times are magic. You can't create, you can't just script that. It's just magic. It's like something takes over, and the spirit where one or two are gathered in the name, Roland, of the common goal, seeking the source of all wealth. That we talked about that this morning, Roland. We're going to talk about other things. But I just want to say the magic and the chemistry of that journey to and from this monumental event should be something very, very special. Roland, I appreciate you putting that together.
Oh, James, man, it was just something that God told me, Roland, you know, how can we get more people there, man? And I just put one foot forward, you know, and we called Marsha Garland-Webb, and we called Renee South, and my wife, man, they got on the phone, man, they started making things happen. And could you imagine, for $315, everything is paid for. We have people still, we have people flying down from areas just to get on the bus. So it's amazing, man, because people appreciate that deal. And, man, it was just God, man. That's why, man, in this business, here, you just got to do your part, man. You got to spin your web. You just got to do your part and let God do the rest, man. This business is all about faith. This business is all about being a servant, James. And it's really, I mean, being a servant won't make you famous. It'll just make you rich. You know what I'm saying? And when we realize that we just got to die to ourselves and Jesus washed feet, how many people can I serve today? How many people can I be a blessing to today? How many people can I change their lives today? It's always about somebody else. It's not about you. And when you realize that, special things start happening to you, Jay. When you realize that, special things start happening. When you give, better to give than to receive.
You know, Roland, I was just thinking about what Art Williams, who's the mentor to Coach. That's right. Coach has mentors to Art Williams, the mentor to Coach, billionaire, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll never forget, I saw him do this speech, and he talked about, I just don't know how smart people ever get anything done because they're always trying to figure out a better way, always trying to figure out a shortcut. rolling. We've talked about every aspect. We've had every leader I can think of, millionaires, directors here, every level. And you know what? There's just something common about what everybody is saying. It just seems like we're saying the same things with different flavors and different emphasis. But, Roland, the process is the same. You know, it just takes doing. It just takes, you know, leading. It takes doing your best and a little bit more. Now, what he talks about, you know, I just think it's special what's going on. I think we've got some guests on the line this morning, Roland. We talked about doing some things for Team Union. I just want you to know, now, the Jet Set's the name of our team, and the Jet Set represents a lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen. The Harvest is Plenty is our mindset. And that represents a certain mindset of gratitude and no lack, and it's more than enough. Everything you want's right here. And we were talking about how can we put something together with the people on this call who were born on the Jet Set or just got here as quick as they could. You know, either way, we don't mind. You know, honorary or natural, it doesn't matter. You're part of the Jet Set. How could we do something to just remember this special occasion and recognize one another? And some leaders stood up and said, what about some T-shirts? What about some visors? What about this and that? Well, cool. And I just said, well, you guys go ahead and do it. And next thing I know, it was being done. Well, we have Marsha Webb on the line, I believe, this morning. Marsha, are you there?
I am here, James, excited. I thought I was going to get on this call and be a little tired and sleepy. I was only got 3 hours sleep, but you fellas this morning got me all pumped up and excited. I'm ready to go.
Well, let me tell you, it's hard to go back to sleep after you get on this call, you know, even when you want to. Man, your engine gets going and things get revved up. Well, you put together something special. Talk a little bit about that, Marsha.
Yeah, James, we spoke a couple of weeks ago, and we thought about something, some team camaraderie. What can we do to unify the Jet Set, those of us who are going to be going to convention, and even those of us who are going to be home representing for those of us who are going to convention? So the Webs got on the phone, and the Sweets got on the phone, and we were going to the wee hours of the morning, James, and we called you, and we came up with the idea of having Jet Set T-shirts. That's right. We've got the Jet Set T-shirts for this awesome, awesome team, and we're looking to get some feedback from the individuals on the line, James. You know, we, the Craigs and the Sweets, we went back and forth what we want to put on these fantastic T-shirts, and we decided we're going to leave it up to the folks on the line this morning. Yes, they have the awesome privilege of choosing the slogan. The presses are waiting, and we've set up an email address, and the Sweets and the Craigs are going to monitor that. We're going to ask the folks on the line this morning to choose the slogan for the back of the T-shirt. And so we're gonna give you the two options, folks. We're looking at Blitzing to the Top, YTB, on the back of the T-shirt, or we're looking at The Winning Team, YTB, on the back of the T-shirt. So I'm going to say that again. Blitzing to the Top, YTB, or The Winning Team, YTB. And we want the folks on the line, when they get off the call, not right now, when they get off the call this morning, to email us at JetSetT, that's JetSetTEE, at Yahoo.com. Again, that's JetSetTEE, at Yahoo.com. And we want you to cast your vote. We also want to decide on the quantity that we need, James. So we want you to go ahead and let us know how many of those T-shirts you want to be blessed with, how many visors you want to be blessed with. They're going to be in white and blue, and blue and white. And, folks, the cost is $15 each, or 2 for $25. So go ahead and cast your vote this morning. The presses are waiting for us to give them their count. So we want everybody on the call this morning to go ahead and help us figure out what we're going to do today.
I think this is going to end up being a commemorative thing that you kind of look back on and say, man, I remember that time in my life when I was just building the empire brick by brick, and I went to this convention and magical things happened. I think it's wonderful. I want to say, if you have another slogan you would like, suggest that too. Throw it in there. Sometimes the best things come. Just go ahead and call, and do the email and cash your vote. Roland, we've got special times going on and special things going on. We have more Circle of Champions be on this call tomorrow. You know, I'm just excited about waking up every morning with you all, folks, and pressing forward, getting our minds right. We know when our mind's right, where the mind goes, the body will follow, folks. And remember, when we become what we think about. So what is it you're thinking about? Can you see it? Have you cut a picture out? Is it posted up? What are your goals? Have you set them? Is it the personal sponsor? How many of them this next month? See, have your plan together coming off the convention. So you don't want to come back from the convention and start formulating your plan. No, you want to have your plan set up. You want to go into the convention, coming out exploding. So you want to plan your work and then work your plan. That's the formula for success, ladies and gentlemen. We all talked about the success formula. First, you have to dream. That's how you think. Then you have to believe. That's what's in your heart. And then you have to work and struggle and work and struggle. And that's where most folks give up, is doing the work and struggle part. But if you think about when you're reconstructing anything, even if you're remodeling your kitchen, if you stop it in the middle of it, it looks like a disaster. But if you continue on to the end, it's always worth it. Dream, believe, struggle, and win and succeed. That's the formula. Roland, I want to just bring you on the line for a moment, just real, real quick. And here we are standing on the eve, Roland, eve of this national convention. We all know that we're stepping up and stepping out. And here we are, putting together our own T-shirts, our own visors for people to commemorate what's going on here. How many are you getting, Roland?
Hey, James, if I had eight heads, I'd get eight, you know. But, you know, I'm excited, James. Man, I'm just anticipating the event there at the convention. Man, it's going to change so many lives. And I just would like to just plea out to those. I mean, get there. I mean, we have three more days. Jerome, he was talking about how he signed up 3 days before. And I remember when you told me the very first time to go, man, I signed up like about a week before. And, man, just get there, man. Don't worry about a place to stay. You'll find a place there. Don't worry about what to eat. If you see someone in the restaurant, just go touch their food, and they'll have to give it to you. Whatever you got to do, just do it. But I just really know that there's something special is going to happen, because see, when you know what you know, when you know what you know, no one can take that away from you. When you have a testimony, no one can take that away from you. Because see, sometimes, man, you know, when I started this business, I was going off somebody else. I was going off of your testimony. I was going off of Rick's testimony, man. This guy here, this is what he did. This is what he has now, you know. But the more I started developing my testimony, the more I went to convention, the more I saw for myself, then it became my own. And when it becomes your own, people can see in your eyes what you believe in. They can tell in your heart what you believe in. Now, when you're speaking with conviction. You're speaking with passion. And people, that's what they buy. That's what they're buying you, you know. And they can smell doubt. They can smell fear. They can tell in your eyes whether you're afraid or not, or you're not sure. And you know what, man? Every year that I go to convention, man, my belief level just grows to another level, James. And it just gets better, gets stronger about the owner. And that's why when things start coming, that's why when negativity starts coming, that's why when the hard times come, I can remain strong, because I know my foundation. I know where they're going. I know what they're building. I know that I'm at the right place at the right time. If you're not sure that you're at the right place at the right time, if you're hearing what they're saying, if you're hearing what the naysayers are saying, and you're not sure, well, that means because your heart is not strengthened, and you just got to get where the people are going. You know, get away from the negative people and surround yourself around like-minded people, James. I just really believe that it's going to be awesome, man. People from all across the nation are going to get there to St. Louis to see what YTB is about. And, James, when we leave that convention, oh, it's going to be on and popping.
Really, I remember the very first time I went to New York City, and I sat down with this couple at a Jamaican restaurant. And it was Marsha and Garland Webb, and they were looking at me, and they were talking just like you were talking, Roland, with that same look in their eye and that same passion, telling me how they wanted this and what I helped them. And then I remember, it seemed like it was a year later or so, not too much long ago, we were at the red carpet, and I was sitting across from Garland and next to Marsha. And, you know, I knew they were so, so close to director. And they were just hoping that their name would be called and they would be promoted to director. They had been working so hard. They've earned $10,000 bonuses. They've done all the things. They were just hoping this coach was going to call my name. I think, are we going to get promoted today? And then the red carpet ended, and their name was not called. And I looked over at Garland, and I said, well, I'm sorry, man. I know how close you are. I'm sorry. I just got a little bit more to go. He said, hey, no problem, James. We're going to bust it out. We're all over this, man. And I looked over at Marsha Webb's face, and there were tears in her eyes, and there was that look like, you know, that crying look was on her face. She was so disappointed because she wanted it so bad. Then I saw them go home, and they didn't sit around and complain. They got busy. They started busting it, man. And next thing I know, to be promoted to national director, the newest directors on our team. We've got you on the phone. I want to just talk to you a little bit about, Marsha, what it took to get all the way over the hump, not just at the top and peak over the hump. What did it take to get all the way over the hump? How bad did you want it? What did you do?
Well, James, Marsha? I wanted it bad. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. James, I wanted it bad, really bad. And as you sit there and you were telling the story, it brought me right back to that day, James. And I thought to myself, I could sit here and I could be disappointed, but I realized that I had to get the job done. And so many times when people look on and they see directors and the glory and they think, wow, you know, I want to get there, and they think it's all peaches and cream. But, folks, all the directors on the line, all the directors in YTB know that there's only two things that got you to the top, and that is belief and persistence, because the bad times are going to come. In any business, every business, for traditional business owners, you have your ups, you have your downs, but what are you going to do? You have to make adjustments. And so we realized that we had to make adjustments in our business. We realized that we had to keep on working when nobody else seemed like they wanted to work, James. And it was persistence that got us here, as well as belief. Because you know what? There's going to be obstacles out there. You know, people try to knock you down. And what are you doing that for? And you still doing that business? And we said, oh, yeah, absolutely. We 100% believed in Coach Scott and Kim, and 100% believed in YTB. So we kept on going even when the going got tough.
Uh-huh. You thought you was going to come here and talk about some T-shirts. but it's more than life about these T-shirts. It's about doing it, and you all were doing it. Stealing cornbread, snatching, but you were doing it. You were doing it. Roland, I want to turn this call over to you to close out. Before I do, I just want to say we've got two very special people who adopted the name, the Toma Twins, that are going to be doing outstanding business presentation tonight. If you're sitting around watching TV, shame on you. If you're not contacting people and pointing to what could free them, what could help them, shame on you. Ladies and gentlemen, point some people to this call tonight at 9 Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Get some folks on just to hear, so they can give you a thumbs up or not, if they just like, heard or not, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. Roland, I want to pass this call over to you to close out like you do each and every morning. Take it away, man.
Well, James, I would love to, man. Ooh, those Toma twins are bad. But, James, everything that we do in life, we owe it to God. So you will start seeing more blessings as you actively recognize where it comes from. And then you will let the blessing focus. So you may think you got that job on your own, but it was God who put that in your path. You may think that you earned, you know, your blessing through hard work. You know, but many people work harder than you, you know, who are not as blessed as you are. And you may think it's because you're talented, but there are people that are sleeping under the bridges that have more talent than you. God just blessed you, and he opened up the doors for you. Everything that we have, our business, every leadership board, anything that we get blessed with, we owe it to God. Everything we build, everything we own, everything we drive, everything we work on, we owe it to God. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Touris, Garland and Marshall Webb, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. See you on the call in the morning.
All right. Hey, 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 people. Another exciting call with the Jet Set. Man, I mean, woo, you know, there's just so much, you know, that you're getting when you listen to the show in the morning, and the nuggets that they share and all of that. And, you know, we're just glad to have people tuning in and getting this insider information. And, you know, what can you say? What can you say? This is just a fabulous, fabulous company, fabulous opportunity. And for those of you that are sitting on the fence out there, you know, that are tuning in and trying to decide what to do, or should you take a look? Hey, peep on in. Take a look. Check out the presentation. That's all we ask you to do. And if it makes sense, come on and join us and go for the swim. It'll be the most enjoyable swim you ever took in your life. With that said, hey, be blessed. Have a great day. And see you on the next call. Peace and blessings.